Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the stinking truth.
Let's jump right into it. Breaking news this morning in the NFL. The Cleveland Browns are benching Joe Flacco. He will still serve as the backup, but they're going to give third-round pick Dylan Gabriel the shot to start. So let's start with Dylan Gabriel, because you know who I'm eventually going to transition to.
Oh, I know.
You know his name is coming up.
I know.
Legendary. But let's start with Dylan Gabriel. What do you think about the possibility of him being the dude in Cleveland?
I think there's almost, I don't know, zero is might be too strong chance of him being the dude. What's not quite zero, but maybe not a 10. Maybe somewhere between 0% and 10% chance of him being the dude. One, he's a wee little dude. And those guys, to me, the wee little dudes, usually don't last or usually aren't, capable or are not big. And it's just like he's what, 5'10" and slender? I mean, again, that's just my opinion. So how long does he last? How long does he operate that offense before they decide, maybe Shador is the guy or the way to go at 6'2" and quite a bit bigger guy. I look at poorly run franchises, because right now you see it. You see the meme all the time, right? You see the jersey with all the quarterbacks' names, and now you add Dylan Gabriel to that. And listen, man, I hope he's great, because that's a great defense. The Cleveland Browns have an outstanding defense. And they just have not been able to figure out the quarterback position for decades, Mike. And does this feel to you like they figured out the quarterback position? Does this feel like, this feels like desperation to me? Like you're just going to move on from Flacco because Flacco is old. And then, and you're not going anywhere offensively. And so now what are we going to do? Well, we're going to play great Gabriel for a while, and then we'll go to Shador, and then what happens after that? We trade for Russ? I mean, what happens?
I to me, it's like if you're Cleveland, are you still thinking about being able to salvage this season? Meaning, we've got a really good defense. I mean, this is a really good defense.
Yeah.
And so is this move being made with the idea that we owe it to that defense, the guys on that side of the ball, to give them every opportunity to make the most of this season? Or is this already waving the white flag and we're into looking at young players and we're already, preparing for the future?
Well, I mean, very much like in Cincinnati, where you are wasting a generational type talent, the quarterback position, you're wasting a great opportunity with one of the great defenses, and you have not been able to figure out what goes on offensively. And listen, man, Cleveland has been about running the football, being physical up front. They've built a really good offensive line. They just haven't had anybody to that at the quarterback position that can exploit it. And then, from a wide receiver position, a running back position, like a tight end position, they just have not been able to put any offensive numbers and ability to maintain drives and sustain drives and to do all those things. And listen, if you're looking for is he or is he not a quarterback that can lead our franchise to the future? How are you going to figure that out by making this move? What are you going to figure out? Like, I don't even, like, I'll look it up. I don't even know who they've got playing that makes me, like, that gets me, you know, blows sunshine up my skirt. Because offensively, I really don't even have a clue. I haven't covered them. They've got Thrash. They've got Judy and some guy named Bond. James Bond. Oh, no, it's Isaiah Bond.
Yes.
Isaiah Bond.
Yes,
I mean, come on. Like, you know Judy's going to drop half the balls thrown to him, because that's what he does. Got hands made of feet.
Uh-huh.
And ultimately, how are you going to develop a quarterback? Like, I got Carolina again this weekend, and everybody's like, well, like, hey, Bryce Young is not the guy. And he's probably not, right? He's another one of them wee little dudes, right? He's a tiny little guy. But he's smart, and he's athletic, and he can actually throw the ball a little bit. But how are you going to figure it out when you've got nobody around him? Like, if you're a legit big-time quarterback, you don't need one of them freakazoids out there playing wide receiver. If you're a big-time quarterback, you can take good receivers, we talk about this all the time, and make them, you know, make them excellent or above average or whatever. You can take average receivers and make them really good receivers. You can win if you've got that guy at quarterback. If you don't have that guy at quarterback, you can still win, but you've got to build the team around him with some ability to possess the ball and create opportunities.
Well, I'll give the Cleveland Browns this. They are not afraid now to just open up Pandora's box, because as long as you were starting Joe Flacco, you kept the Shador stands at bay, okay? Because it was right. You were going with the veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
We were giving, you know, this team the best chance to win. But the moment now you go to Gabriel, you've signaled that you're open to the idea of, let's see what we got with these young guys, right? Mm-hmm. And now Shador's just that one heartbeat away from legitimately being.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Asked and given a chance to go in and play. So you know this. They've now said, okay, we're opening Pandora's box and we're ready for it now, because you know it's going to come. The moment Dylan Gabriel has a 3-and-out, the moment he throws a pick, the moment he has a bad game, the crescendo calls for Shador are going to pick up.
Yeah. Well, just think about this, though. Think about what's going on in Baltimore right now, Mike. So the news is Lamar is going to miss at least one, maybe two, maybe 3 weeks with his hamstring. And this is why you don't kind of – this is why it's like dictating where you want to go and where you want – and all that kind of stuff, right? Because the reports out there was he didn't want to go to Baltimore. He didn't want to back up Lamar. And if you would have gone to Baltimore, you think you'd have been in line to start this weekend as opposed to Cooper Rush?
I would say no.
Okay.
Because Baltimore is a contender. They are a team that's contending, and I think the idea would be we want to go with somebody who's got some experience. This isn't Cleveland, where your situation is complete rebuild, and you're open to giving a young guy a chance to play. I think Shador would have been the classic backup in Baltimore.
Right. No. I do think he's going to play, though. I think he's going to play sooner than later.
Yes.
In Cleveland.
Yes. What would you say? Dylan Gabriel, your message to Dylan Gabriel would be what? You better show you're the guy within fill in the blank how many games. Otherwise, get ready to be replaced.
Within 3 weeks.
Three?
3 weeks.
Ooh,
you better show that you can operate the offense. You better show that you can, like, in critical situations, in critical moments, that the game's not too big for you, that you can drive a football team down, you know, end of the half, that you can convert on third down, that you know where, like, you know exactly where you're going with the football at all times, all those things. Within because if you lose three straight games and you have offensive ineptitude, what do you, you said it. You know, the legendary crowd's going to be out there. I mean, you're going to just eventually succumb and go, all right, well, let's give it a whirl. And then we'll start rebuilding next year.
I think three is a little bit too short here because you do have
four.
Well, you have.
Can I get four?
You have 13 games left. So okay. In theory, you could easily go 7-6, 6-7 with Gabriel and then Shador and get all. Probably all the answers you need.
So if he basically
takes, I'd say like six games for Gabriel.
Okay, but if three games in a row he just takes a dump in his helmet, you're not going to keep him in there.
Young quarterbacks, they need time to develop. You don't think that if you then turn it over to Shador and he has three crappy games, you think people are going to be ready to abandon Shador?
Here comes Russ. Here he comes.
Here comes the airplane.
Let's ride.
Oh my God. From your lips, man. From your lips.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.